Exploring dollar lambda dollar CDM extensions with SPT-3G and Planck data. $4 sigma dollar evidence for neutrino Marses. Full resolution of the Hubble crisis by dark energy with phantom crossing, and all that, by Anton Chudaikin et al. We present new cosmological constraints in a set of motivated extensions of the model using the polarization and gravitational lensing measurements from the South Polar Telescope and the Planck CMB temperature observations at large angular scales. It was shown in REF that this CMB setup is free from the Planck anomalies which could affect the cosmological inference in extended models. Combining the SPT-3G, SPT-Paul and Planck large-scale temperature data with the latest full-shape Boss and Bau measurements and information from the weak lensing surveys, we find a 4 sigma evidence for non-zero neutrino mass, m nu equals 0.23 plus or minus 0.06 electron volts. In plusNEF scenario, we demonstrate that the Planck anomalies do not propagate into cosmological constraints. Then we examine two promising scenarios with modified late-time cosmology. One introduces a phantom crossing in dark energy equation of state, another provides with a sharp transition in the dark energy evolution. We find that the scenario with a phantom crossing completely alleviate the cosmological tensions, yielding H0 equals 73.93 plus or minus 1.08 km S1 megapercent minus 1 and S8 equals 0.774 plus or minus 0.010. For the transitional dark energy, we find no strong evidence for a rapid change in its equation of state after including the Bau from the Boss DR12. Our proof of concept analysis shows that the Planck anomalies severely obscure the cosmological inference in some extensions of the model. More precise CMB data is needed to validate our conclusions on neutrino masses and phantom crossing in the dark energy sector. This was Exploring dollar lambda dollar CDM extensions with SPT-3G in Planck data. $4 sigma dollar evidence for neutrino masses, full resolution of the Hubble crisis by dark energy with phantom crossing, and all that, by Anton Chudaikin et al.